Welcome to the end. I am the voice, the last disc jockey of the wasteland, traveling with the Dunes, a tight-knit group of the greatest drivers and craziest slingers around. We are traveling the wastelands in search of La Vega, a fabled last holdout of humanity, a city of lights and wonders. Now let's listen in on the insanity and the adventures that ensue on what I'm calling the Dune Chronicles. Take my hand and let's enter the wasteland.
Hello and welcome back to One Nerd and Two Noobs. We're back in the wasteland, you scavs. With me as always, my two drivers, the craziest.
I'm a driver.
People.
He's not.
My two wasteland warriors riding with the Dune caravan. Last we left off, they had just fought off the Red Mask Ravengers. Because you guys never
had to name. What did we steal?
You stole gas. Gas, and you have two things worth of barter. What do you think the barter is like in this world? Like, what would you say the barter is like? What do you barter with?
Water, I think. Wouldn't water and
water?
And like food? Like food basics? I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe there's food. I don't know. Is this cannibal shit going on here?
There are cannibals in the world, but you think there is food, though.
Let's see. What would be barter?
Ammo,
bullets,
seeds.
Bullets.
We just got a shit ton of gas.
Yeah, you refueled
gasoline,
your caravan.
Gasoline, of course, but probably bullets and some sort of, like, I don't know, maybe. You know what? Maybe there's a giant thing of kind bars. Or Lara bars. The
you
kind
found,
of, you know, the cherry pie ones that you eat.
You found a bunch of those, gas, and some water and some seeds. That's what. So you have two barter. So just write down somewhere on your sheet you've got two barter out of that.
Two barter.
It should be on the same page underneath equipment.
Okay, so not this page then.
No, that's the first.
Second page. Undry your mask. Oh, gear and barter.
Yeah. You have
I
two
have
barter.
Two barter, it says.
So now you have four.
But you spelled it butter.
Whatever. So.
Do I have four butter?
Last few
he
left off.
Four butters.
They were fighting off the red
four butter.
The red mask ravengers.
Maybe
they,
butter is what they barter here.
They managed to destroy three of their intercept vehicles.
They're coming after our butter.
And their,
they want our butter barter.
Three of their intercept vehicles, and then they managed.
I know what it is, Ron. It's a whole tribe of people that have English muffins. All they have is.
What are we going to do with these English muffins?
I have a whole warehouse of English muffins and no butter.
Get me butter. The humongous says, get me butter.
And find me butter.
Hey, that was good, huh? Golf clap.
Thank you. Thank
that
you.
Was great.
Whatever,
I'm not,
peanut
I'm
gallery.
Not clapping.
That
doesn't deserve a clap.
That was good.
So,
no.
As you...
Rowan's clapping,
clapping
his butt for you.
They managed to destroy the intercept vehicles and also jury-rig a bomb underneath their war rig. As they
not
race,
our war rig, the one that we captured.
Yeah, I know, the captured war
okay,
rig.
Okay, we'll be clear.
Sorry, underneath the captured war rig,
war
the
rig.
Rising sun
that
is
stupid.
The rising sun is where this battle took place. As the sun...
We in Japan?
We in Japan?
No, it's...
Are we in the land of the rising sun?
If you remember, like I said, the sun was rising when this happened. It was dawn.
I know.
Dawn of the dead?
So at nighttime, do we call it land of the dusk?
It's up to you. Is that what you called it?
No.
Land of the afternoon?
Whatever. So, as you
land of the midday sun.
Driving forward,
land of the breakfast time?
The never-ending...
Land of brunch.
The never-ending desert... laid out before you, the sun beating down on your car, you're driving through, the voice reminded you that you're entering the radioactive lands.
Uh-huh.
Why
and
are we
the
going
alpha
there?
Dogs are coming, are
Hold
rampant
on.
In this area.
Hold
are
on.
There, are there beta dogs?
Why are we going into the radioactive zone with dangerous people?
It's the fastest route to La Vega.
Isn't there a safer route to go through that's not through radioactivity and gangs and
it's north, south, east, west. To the south, you would come upon the Muck people. They live in these swampy...
Let me guess, in muck?
Yeah, they live in muck. They hide in these swampy terrain, and they're known for being cannibals. And to the north, you know that's where the Red Mad Scavenger's main base is. So your only thoroughway through is this radioactive area, and you have to fight off the alpha dogs that roam wild here.
Is it by any chance?
Are they actual dogs?
They are actual giant dogs, almost as big as your car.
That's dumb.
Are there by any chance called Damnation Alley? Is that where we're going?
Yep, it's called Damnation
Alley.
That's where
giant scorpions are.
Yeah, that'd be where the scorpions would be. Are there scorpions there?
Who knows? You know there's giant dogs.
And the only black guy dies.
Wasn't that something? I was like, wow.
The only guy to die.
I know. I was like, that's back in the day when you... I mean, that's not... Yeah, that's not the cool... That's not what they do anymore. They even saved... What's his name? Tone Loke in... what was it?
Tone Loke?
Not Tone Loke. Yeah, wasn't that Tone Loke?
What are you talking about?
In the shark movie. Deep Blue.
Deep Blue scene.
Uncle L is not in Damnation Alley.
No, I'm saying you don't... They save the... They don't just randomly kill the only person of color in movies anymore.
Oh, anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nowadays, they actually have a chance to live. Unless, of course, they're Samuel L. Jackson. Then all bets are off.
Or if you're in
he gets eaten by a shark, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
Romero,
spoiler.
Romero.
Spoiler.
He,
Oh, but he made a statement,
black guys survive.
Man.
Yeah, but they usually survive.
In the original movie, he was making a statement. He was like, yeah, check this out.
So.
Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah.
Day of the Dead.
So, let's
Dawn
get
of the
back.
Dead, classic movie.
Watch that.
I'm Cole Sorensen. We didn't do introductions. I'm the Master of Ceremonies here. With me is Barclay, played by...
Master of Ceremonies. Are you the Master of Ceremonies?
That's what it's called in
this
game.
So, in this one, you're not a DM, right?
No. Master of Ceremonies.
Master of Ceremonies. And a GM?
Game Master, yeah. You can go
by
it.
BM.
Are you a BM?
Okay.
You like that joke?
Boardmaster.
Every time?
Boardmaster.
It's funnier every time.
I thought it was bowel movement. Butt
with
monkey.
Me, as always, the two noobs.
Butt Buncher.
Barkley the Faceless and James S. Brown.
Tim Sorensen, his father.
The driver.
The Faceless Barkley.
Am I supposed to say something?
You're supposed to introduce yourself.
Introduce
Jack
yourself.
I'm Rowan Sorensen, and this I'm playing James Brown.
The driver. And you drive a...
Interceptor.
The full name.
The Mad Max Interceptor.
Ford.
F.
Ford 8H. Isn't it HX?
Ford Falcon
it's
GTX.
It's a Falcon, but it's... Is it a GTX?
Yeah.
Driving a Ford Falcon GTX. As you're cruising down the road, you see a distinct shift in the landscape, going from this crackling dirt and deserty feel to what it almost softens slightly. The ground itself is almost has this almost like a
spongy
quality to it. As you drive, it almost has like the very waste of the radioactive
like
waste that's left here.
Sort of intrepid quality
has spread throughout this region. The waste is just sunken in this dirt. Anything that grows here will be morphed and mutated and horrible.
Ooh.
You know, no human
like
lives here. Anything that resembles a human
no, they all mutate
is beyond insanity.
Awesome.
The alpha dogs are what is the most rampant disease of this area.
Are there omega dogs?
You don't know.
Okay.
So, as you're rushing forward, what do you do?
What is an omega dog?
It's alpha and omega. Isn't that like,
isn't that horrible cartoon?
Isn't omega like loser? Doesn't that mean like loser?
Omega, no, the Omega Man wasn't loser.
Well, Omega Man is different from alpha and omega.
Omega is the word, though. It's the basis for what's omega.
I don't know what omega is. What is it, like one?
Omega.
I know Charlton
omega.
Heston is an Omega Man.
Charlton Heston is Omega Man. And that's the basis for all those other movies, isn't it?
So.
The book was.
You're raging into
actually,
this.
Actually, Vincent Price was in Last Man on Earth, which was the first adaption of the book, I think.
What's the name of the book?
I Am Legend.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Really?
The book was I Am Legend.
Oh. Then they made that craptastic flick about it?
Yeah, but first there was the Vincent Price one, and then the Charlton Heston one after that.
Oh, okay.
Those are both good.
I know, they are good.
Yeah.
So, you're entering the radioactive wasteland. What are you doing to prepare yourself for this area?
Do we have nuke suits?
Barkley, you, I assume, has gotten back in the car.
Do we have Red X?
As you roll up the windows, your car smokehouse is actually insulated all the rigs with a filter to filter out the bad air, so you're able to breathe through the marshland. For a small, brief amount of time, you can actually exist out there, but it is dangerous to stay out there for too long.
Okay.
All right. So we'll keep going then.
Let's roll, man. Till we gotta beat some dog ass.
So as you're rolling throughout the day, you've seen this this area, and the further in you get, the further this thick mist appears, almost sprouting from the ground itself. This thick, dense green mist appears. It's hard to see in front of your car, let alone hard to see within, like, the hand in front of your face if you are outside. But let alone in a car, it's dangerous. James, I need you to roll plus cool to try and navigate you and the dune caravan through this.
Say you were born cool, man.
How many do I roll cool?
2d6 and add your cool.
Roll nothing. He was born cool.
11.
An 11? Okay. So, as you're navigating...
Is that good?
Your head explodes.
you have dysentery.
Exactly.
God damn it.
10 plus is good. As you're driving through this radioactive wasteland, you actually nearly run into a large structure, but you turn right immediately out of the way.
Because of the fog, we can't see the structure? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Ah,
but because he's been navigating this,
sweet.
And he's such a great driver.
I'm a professional.
He was able to peel out of the way. He's navigated the caravan.
Is he as good a driver as Ryan Gosling?
Through the mist. He is.
Ooh,
through the mist.
Ryan Gosling.
And you're driving down this this wasteland. The buildings are of old legend. You see the windows have been shattered out. The road pavement has been cracked and broken. You see the skeletal remains lining the city streets. As you go down these city streets, you hear in the distance,
like a retarded elephant or something.
There's a werewolf elephant.
Don't look at me.
You hear in the distance a large howling sound.
You hear a douchebag in the distance.
It's seemingly coming from next to you. You look over, it's James. As you hear crackling over the radio, you hear the voice of Vera.
Who's James?
The leader.
You? Who's Vera?
The leader of the Dune Caravan.
What's the Dune Caravan?
What's the Dune Caravan? Is that our caravan?
I'm going to kill you all.
Is it?
I asked you to remember one thing. It's the Dune. Yes, the Dunes. You're the Dunes.
You said Doom.
I thought you said Doom.
Dunes.
Oh, see, that's where
Dune.
You're going off. I know we're Dune. I thought you said Doom. As in a whole new group was coming in.
My dude.
I thought there was maybe a dog driving a semi with a trucker hat on.
Nope.
And
not
he's
yet.
He's like, on the radio. 10-4, good buddy.
You hear it crackling over the radio. Vera speaks over the radio to you. She goes, I think we're going to need to proceed with caution as we approach through this area. The howls mean that they're moving in closer. You two need to... pull it to the side, and I want you to bring up the rear, just in case.
Do we have a giant dog biscuit, perhaps?
You do not.
Do I have a dog whistle?
She goes, I need you to bring up the rear, just in case. I don't want any of the buses to get picked off.
You can't hear it, but I'm blowing a dog whistle right
Yeah,
now.
We have a dog whistle.
I like a deafening dog whistle.
And it
that
deafens
scares
them.
Dogs.
They can't hear.
So, and she says that, and you pull to the side to bring up the rear, because the first...
No, don't we have a choice in this?
She says, can you please bring this up the rear? Or what do you think?
The answer is no. Did you mean, can you bring up the rear? Minus the this?
Can you bring up the rear, please?
Okay. Yes.
Because the first battle bus that holds a lot of the younger children in the family and the older is the one she's driving. Yeah. The second one holds most of the warriors. The war rig that carries all the gas is a converted bus, and half of it stores the gas and other essentials. And she wants to make sure that nothing comes from the back towards that. You do. There are some. As you stop and you look, you see that the members of the Dune caravan are wearing masks over their face, so they're able to survive in the harsh condition. As they're waiting on top of the bus, as it passes by, you're sitting there, the engine revving, you just see this fast-moving shadow come right past you out of nowhere. You think it's a trick of the light, so you turn the car over, and you turn the car on, and rev
up. No, we're already driving.
We
slam on the gas and start slam on firing. The gas,
and you follow behind closely to the back of the caravan. What are you doing as you're sitting there?
Well, I mean, if we're looking for giant, you know, like, dogs, when we saw a shadow jump by, then we're going to keep our eye open for giant dogs, I guess.
Give me a roll a read a stitch.
What?
So you're rolling 2d6 and adding your sharp.
Okay, I'm going to find my sharp.
He's the lookout guy.
My sharp. Okay.
Why? What's your sharp?
9.
That's good enough. Wait, should I do it if it gets
better?
What's
your sharp?
0. My sharp's plus 1.
Yeah, so.
So I rolled a 9.
Okay, so on a 9, you can hold 1. you can ask these questions. Hold 1 means ask 1 question. If you had rolled like a.
How about you just say ask 1 question?
You ask 3.
Alright.
So on.
Because that's not the rules. The rules are we have to do it a certain way. What are the questions?
These are what you can ask me. Where's my best escape route? Way in, way past. Which enemy is most vulnerable to me? Which enemy is the biggest threat? What should I be on the lookout for? What's my enemy's true position? Who's in control here?
Why don't we get the best route out of here?
No, because we have a whole crew that we have to get through. I think what we should look for is, what was the question again?
Which enemy is most vulnerable to me? Which enemy is the biggest threat?
Enemy is the biggest threat? What do you think about that?
What should I be on the lookout for? What's my enemy's true position?
Or should
Who is in control here?
Should we? I think position.
Position.
Position, biggest threat are like the two that I'd be concerned about.
Okay, let's go with position.
Okay, position.
Okay, so as you actually reach in the glove box, and you pull out a pair of these old world binoculars.
Uh-huh.
You switch it over to heat vision.
Ooh.
And you look through it. As you're looking through it, the mist actually clears up for your sight, and you see up in the windows of some of these shattered buildings the form of 4 giant alpha dogs getting ready to strike down on the caravan that has the people on top of it.
Okay, well, I think we should radio ahead and tell them. Warn them.
Okay, how about I'm jamming up, like, Nos.
To try to intercept.
Straight up, right into their faces.
Fast and furious
as
style.
As he's saying, calling them on the radio.
I'm on the radio saying, watch out, dogs! Flying dogs coming
dogs
in.
Dogs chill.
I need you to roll plus cool, and I need you to roll acting under fire to try and get this off before they jump down.
Do I, is there something I add to this?
I'm bringing that up right now, sorry.
Oh, come on, man, you should know this shit. Is it cool, hard, hot, sharp, or weird?
I'm pretty sure it's cool. Yeah, it's roll plus cool.
12.
You rolled a 12?
5 plus 5 plus 2.
And Rowan's supposed to run roll a cool? Is he
roll
running?
Plus cool, yeah.
Okay, then I have a 8.
So, Okay, so, an 8. Okay. So, as
you like that? Oh.
Suck ass 8.
Come on, man. Keep your cool, dude. Gotta be the BM of the DM.
Okay. No, so with a
BM, GM.
Here are your choices. Okay. You can only radio one of the buses.
Which one's more likely to get
hit? You can either. So, you won't have enough time to radio both of them. You can only radio
Why
one or the
we
other.
All
what?
On
We're,
one
they're not
radio.
All on the same radio thing. What are you stupid?
You're trying to get
Don't
the radio frequencies fixed.
Okay. All right.
He threw a pencil at me.
Hey, game over. Game over.
No.
Cole's throwing things.
Yep, game over.
The GM's throwing
Wait, the
pencils
whole pencil
at us.
Fell out.
What? Oh, he has it in his hand, bro. Okay, so,
I missed.
Well, way to break things in the house.
It didn't even hit anything.
Okay, so.
Anyway.
Your choice.
Of course, let me see. If I radio the bus, what good's that going to do with the people on it? Because they're just going to be like, ah! And then they're, I mean, what, they're going to scream and get to the center of the bus? Or do I radio the guys in the military that are behind them to try to get ready to shoot at the dogs as they're, well, okay, how close are the buses together?
They're about the distance of, like, 10 feet apart. Enough for, like, enough, they leave enough room in between for if you guys want to weave in and out, which is notorious for James to do in battle situations, able to weave between the cars fast.
Military, radio them with the big guns, my guy.
I think I should radio the bus filled with the soldiers, right?
Yes.
That's who I radio.
Okay.
And say, dogs in the dogs are in the buildings on the sides of us. Get ready to whoop some ass.
So.
Roll up a newspaper. Quick.
Arm up.
Roll newspaper in hand. We're ready to smack some noses.
As right? you do so. With James is able to get the car and just going from like 0 to 68. And she just pummels it forward. As he revs
what?
Up. He pummels the ground. Like just the wheels pummel
like
in the
word.
Ground. And
pumble?
Revving.
I like that
Is
word.
That even a word?
I don't know.
It is now.
Pumble.
Up next.
He schwankles the dunk.
Pumble. Cole, quick. Put your trademark. Cole Sorensen.
Intrepid?
Pumble. Pumble.
Trademark.
Cole Sorensen.
2018. Brought it in 1 Nerd, 2 Noobs.
Yep.
Austin, Texas. So, as you're sitting
Don't
there,
give our position away, you douche.
Everyone knows we're not.
Really don't.
Yeah, they do.
God damn it. Why do you
Because I sing the song. Stars are bright.
Yeah, well, that's just a generalization of the state.
In the heart of Texas. So, and you see a war alpha dog next to you, sitting there, staring you down, snoring.
All right.
As
so,
Barkley fights off
so
this
what happens?
Vicious fracture.
What happens?
James is able to get the get you right up next to the side of the war bus that's holding all the gas
okay.
and the weapons and food and water. But just as you're getting up there, you're able to radio them off. The four alpha dogs descend out of the windows, shattering the glasses. They fall down on top of you. James, I need you to roll
on top of us. I thought they were attacking the bus full of people.
They were in the. As you looked ahead, there were 4x4 jumping out of the windows down on the caravan.
Okay, got it.
As you go forward, James, I need you to roll plus cools because the glass is falling on the ground before you to make sure none of the tires get popped.
9.
Okay, so with a 9,
pop goes weasel.
You can either lose a tire or intercept one of the dogs from hitting the caravan. Or keep a tiger or lose it, but intercept one of the dogs about to ram into the side of the caravan with the people.
Keep a tiger? I'd keep a tiger.
I'd keep the tiger. I don't know.
Tiger.
I can't speak. Tire!
I thought we had tigers now.
Wait, hold on.
Load up the tiger gun!
if I lose a tire, we're basically done. So
no, you
point?
Can ride on a rim. Have
you
ever seen
that movie?
You can
Mad Max style it.
They all ride on rims.
You remember Mad Max style where he's holding, Barkley could get out, hold up the
I
side?
I guess we're going to have to lose the goddamn tire then.
It's up to you.
Take out that dog.
We're ramming. We better kill the dog if we're ramming a giant machine into it.
Yeah.
You're able to get
out. No, I'm going to Sharknado it. I'm going to go under its belly while you hit it and cut it open.
And I'm going to shoot it also.
Yes.
We're all doing this at the
Shark
same time.
Your windows are wide. There's a president set. Sharknado versus America. 2017.
Yeah, my car is, like, deadly, so it should kill it.
Okay, it does. As you ride forward, roll plus aggro to use your car in battle to try and kill it outright.
I just did the cool
plus
thing.
You roll to not destroy your car's wheels because a bunch of glass fell on the road before you.
12.
Oh, wait, okay.
Killer.
11.
So, describe how you kill this dog.
I run straight through its face and out its ass.
Okay, so this giant wolf-like dog boils all over its body, flaming red eyes from insanity and radiation.
Cheetos.
Its teeth
Cheetos.
Red and ragged with
from
the
Cheetos.
Blood of those that would dare cross through its territory.
Yelling Kofefe.
It's falling through the air.
Yelling Kofefe.
It's falling from the air right towards the bus as it's staring through the window at a small child just screaming.
No, see, you're flipping the buses. You said it was jumping at the bus filled with soldiers.
No, the choice was
gas.
The bus with people either keep a tire or intercept the... Or lose a tire and get up next to the one. You are able to get...
You said the dogs were jumping out of the transport bus.
At the caravan. They were jumping at the caravan. There were four dogs.
Okay, go ahead. Whatever.
What are these military people doing that we
yeah,
said?
They
As you drive
assholes?
By, you warn them so they're able to start fending off the dogs
Didn't
on theirs.
Didn't he just warn them, though?
He warned the caravan with the weapons, not the one holding the people. He chose those.
That's what I'm saying. Are those guys doing
What are anything? They doing?
They're attacking the ones that are hitting them.
Oh, okay.
It's the
so there's multiple dogs hitting multiple parts of the caravan, but you just drove through one of the dogs that was attacking the caravan with the people. Got it.
Yes, I was trying to describe
what? Moving on.
So, as you rush forward, this dog falling through the air, right about to smack through the window, you actually rev your... You emerge from the mist of this radioactive mist. The spikes on the front of your car actually smash into the side of this dog, piercing its very side. The boy...
No, he drove through its mouth and out its asshole.
It's dead.
That's way
As worse. You drive through the mouth and through its asshole of this seemingly dog that's as big as your car... You somehow fit your entire goddamn car through its mouth and right out the asshole, and it just splatters over the windshield.
Yes!
You throw the windshield wipers on, and it clears some of the blood.
Uh-huh.
But you're still sitting there, and you hear it from the other side of the bus. You hear this dog. You hear this dog ramming into the side of it. You are... So, what are you doing to get to the other side?
We're gonna
a minus one on cool.
We're gonna go buck
wheel
ass.
Has been damaged.
Yeah, but he has plus one, so it just evens out.
Plus two,
so he has a plus one.
You douche.
All right, so he grabs that. We start to wheel around the car. We're gonna totally Dukes of Hazzard this. Oh, pardon me. That's not.
No, it's not
culturally appropriate.
Dukes of Hazzard is not inappropriate for the culture.
We're going
you
to...
You bunch of idiots.
We're going to throw up the rebel flag and spin around...
Yep. Singing Dixie.
Whistling Dixie. Spin around the front of the bus and come back at that dog full throttle!
Right through its mouth, out its asshole.
Out its asshole. Again!
Roll plus cool.
The whole time, we're going to be Whistling Dixie.
Eight.
Okay.
It's good enough.
It's good enough for me.
It's good enough. It's good enough, but as you're rushing through and you hit the side of this dog, it does whimper in pain but doesn't fully kill it. But here's your choice. You can fully take it out, but your car will be immobilized for the briefest amount of time because the tire barely holding on completely collapses.
What is this guy doing? Aren't you my repairman?
Yeah, why aren't I shooting at this thing? I should be shooting like I would.
Shouldn't he be repairing?
So you're
shit?
Gonna roll down the window and open up yourselves to the toxic gas?
No, that'd be dumb. I have a mask on.
Yeah, what shouldn't he be outside fixing shit?
You have a mask.
Yeah.
A leather mask that has no rebreather qualities.
It's magic.
It is not magic.
It's magic. We're in a world with giant dogs. It's a magic mask.
It's magic.
You know you won't be taking. Ooh. I need you to roll plus. What are they? If you're gonna go outside.
What's
on the
roll? What
are the stats?
What?
What are the stats again?
For what?
Roll plus cool while you're going outside.
Oh yeah, plus one.
No, shouldn't he already be outside?
No, he went inside because the toxic gas, if you're out there too long without a rebreather, it's not
good for
you.
Doesn't he have a rebreather?
No.
Then what's the use of your stupid ass mask then?
Yeah.
Intimidation quality.
That's dumb.
You're like a.
I only got a 7.
A 7? Plus
cool? Don't go outside then.
That's a plus cool, yeah.
Because it's just going to explode
you. You already did. So as you...
You moron. I have radiation in here.
I'm holding my breath.
As you...
I have to drive the car.
As you open up the window, the gas pours in. You take... roll your dice and see what happens. Because you're rolling for harm. I did this wrong last time. So we're doing it right from now on.
Do I add anything?
You are adding...
Come on, man.
You're adding any armor you have. How much? Do you have any armor?
Yeah, I have tons.
Roll plus arm.
Where would my armor be? Where would it be written?
Second page, you'd say armor underneath equipment.
Gear and barter. I have armor, yeah.
Cool. How much armor do you have?
One.
So one, you're going to take one off that because the higher you roll, the worse it is. So what did you roll?
Well, my armor says minus one.
It says dash one.
Yeah.
So how much arm? So what did you roll, though?
Five.
Five? Minus the one, that's a 4? Okay.
So you basically just killed all of us.
No.
You dummy.
No.
Yes, because you let gas... You get radioaction in when I said please don't
open
the door. Oh,
please. You've dealt with worse after we've gone
on a miss. Okay.
Eating Cajun food.
As you open up the window, the gas pours in. You're not expecting, ready for the gas to pour in and hit you.
I look over like bewildered at the idiocy that's
this
next
happened.
To me.
You're telling me to get out. You're running, repeatedly yelling, get out. Okay, minus one, where do I put that?
I didn't
that?
Say
where
get out of the car.
On the thing, fill in one.
I already have one filled in. Where is this?
Well, you're on two then.
Where is
on
this?
The next one.
I fill in this whole quarter?
Yep, fill in the next one.
That's some bullshit.
So you will be wrong. From the fight earlier, you're suffering because you haven't taken any rest yet because it was the morning day. You're actually suffering a minus one on all rolls now because the pure adrenaline that was...
There was a bullfrog.
This game's garbage.
There was a bullfrog. A bullshit bullfrog just hopped by.
You're taking a minus one on forward because you from the harm you took earlier... You weren't able to heal up in time.
I get it.
And the harmful gases you're not prepared for. So as you open up the window and crawl out, James, roll plus harm because he's exposed you to this as well.
He got a 12.
So dumb.
He did not.
I just rolled a
12. I told you not to.
11.
A 13.
You're minusing armor from that because if you got a 13, you would go unconscious right now.
Oh, yeah, you want to roll low.
Yeah, you want to roll low on the harm. No?
What are you talking about?
When you're rolling on harm, when you're taking harm...
We don't know this, or else we would use the suck dice.
I told you this right when you were about
to
roll.
He has suck dice. Roll the suck dice, see what the suck dice say. See?
5.
Suck dice would have given a 4.
5? Okay.
Minus, where's my
armor? No, he has 4. He had a 4.
Okay, even with that. Okay.
Where's my armor?
Right
so
here.
As the nauseous gas
you didn't
comes
fill
through the
anything
window,
out.
Actually,
yeah, right. Cole, he doesn't have any armor.
He doesn't.
Dingus,
you didn't
fill
any armor.
It says
out.
Right here. It says.
Oh yeah, the driver doesn't have 4 armor.
4 barter and a sawed-off shotgun.
The driver doesn't have armor.
So you don't get armor.
Forgot.
God damn it.
So as what was it then?
5.
Okay, so 5. You As the gas comes in, you take the one harm and you actually lose track of the alpha dog in the mist.
Because take one harm.
You're trying to
this area right here.
You're trying to keep track of
that's
it,
for
but the gas flying
right there. That's you.
But the gas flowing inside makes you lose concentration. You have to lean over and roll out the window. But as you do so, you lose track of the alpha.
It's one harm.
Yeah, you have to take the whole thing.
No, I don't take three
harm.
Don't
we take, Cole, do we take the whole thing?
Yeah, you fill in the whole thing.
Yeah. Three harms.
I get
you're
three,
up to three
harm.
Harm now. Yeah.
No, I already had three harm.
Okay, this thing doesn't... we're not understanding this, Cole.
Well, the first battle you took...
I took...
How much you took...
You made me cross out the whole thing that says
yeah.
three.
Because you took,
it's
he
up
took
to
a flamethrower.
Okay, listen.
That's three
no,
harm.
Oh, no, I understand. Okay.
Minusing armor.
But now it's
you
from three to
armor.
Six. You said me fill in that whole thing,
oh,
so now I'm done
yeah,
six.
Yeah, yeah. You're minusing out arm, so you're at just fill it slightly for you because you have armor.
God damn it.
See, you look at me like I'm some sort of idiot.
You guys
are making
me.
You take one harm.
Ugh. You're making a fool out of me.
I'm sorry.
Making a fool out of me.
I thought
you guys are making fools out of me.
I'm learning as we go as well.
You are.
I thought I had the rules down.
I'm just playing with you. Go for it.
So
anyway, I'm going to kick some dog ass now.
So you get outside, but as you're outside on the hood, you have your pearled handle, platinum press, six shooter pistol.
It's a Desert Eagle.
It's not. It's,
oh, it's a Desert Beagle.
It's not. So, you look out
Schmeagle.
In the mist, and you see the outline of the
Schmeagle.
Dog running off. James has lost track of it, though, completely. As you're sitting out there, you hear the guns firing. You hear the screams of your people. What are you doing?
Can I repair the car?
Do you have any abilities that allow you to do that?
I thought that's my whole
point. He's a repairman.
That was my whole point.
No, you chose Faceless to be just a killing machine.
Oh, well.
Are you serious?
Then I propose I go kill something.
You guys are the dumbest things ever. You guys chose these.
You're the mechanic.
I can't drive
characters.
And repair at the same time.
Well, you can't drive because your car's fucked up, so you might as well repair it. Let's see.
I can still drive.
Okay, well then he keeps driving to get out of there.
Roll plus cool to try and get to level up the car enough to be able to keep driving it because
are
the one
serious?
Wheel is completely gone.
He can do it. He can do it. 10.
10? Okay, yeah. So James instructs you to actually get on the back corner to level out the car.
You got it.
And you have your corner. And you're holding on to the railing as it speeds forward. Uh-huh. Give me a
I like this part.
Give me a.
Am I trying to
read a stitch? So roll plus sharp to see if you can find it.
Sharp.
Eight. Okay, you get one. It's those same questions I gave you.
Well, I think we want to look where my nearest thing is. It was scary. Whatever it is.
What should I be at lookout for? What's my enemy's true position? Who's in control here? Which enemy is my biggest threat? Which enemy is most vulnerable to me? Or where's my best escape route?
Biggest
way
threat.
In,
biggest
way
threat.
Past? Okay, your biggest threat? So, actually, those four were the smaller of the alpha dogs. Your biggest threat you see in the distance, closing the gap in the back of the...
Quick question. We've killed two dogs.
You've right? killed one and injured one.
Okay, what about the guys in the bus?
Yeah, what about these morons with all the guns? Have they done
anything?
Do they take
care of anything? Or do we have to take care of everything?
You have to... You don't know. Because the cars drove past you. You've been immobilized. That's why you're able to see the biggest threat coming.
From behind?
Yes.
Oh.
Rushing towards you, you see the mother alpha dog. You see the queen alpha.
Well, I think we should take that dog out.
She's about the size of a war rig. She has large spikes protruding from her back, and you see her emerging from the mist. Her snarled, her lips curled, radioactive green ooze dripping off
can
her
face. Can he
fangs.
Go kill her while I repair the car?
He can attempt to.
Let's do that.
What are my chances of jumping into her mouth without getting bit?
And killing her from the
and
inside.
And shooting her with a magnum through the inside of her head.
I'm going to tell you after
and
roll
going out
a
the
12. You have to roll a 12.
I believe in
you. You have to roll acting under fire, which is plus cool. On a 10 plus, you do it.
Okay.
Do it.
Let's see. I have plus 3. Oh, no, that's hard. Why wouldn't I use my plus 3 for hard?
Because that...
Go aggro.
Because if you're beating the shit out of it, that's what you do. But you're acting under fire. You're trying to rush forward and time this perfectly to jump into the mouth of this creature.
Do it.
Okay. What happens if I don't?
I'm repairing the car at this time.
What happens if I don't?
You suffer the harm, the consequences.
Well, okay, can I jump and fire at the same time so I at least can shoot at its eyeballs?
That would be... no, you have to choose one of them. I mean, you can roll a...
Please, if somebody's coming at me, I'm not going to hang my guns at my side and run at it. I'm going to be doing some damage. God, oh, come on. This is real world!
Roll plus hard to try and hit it, and then you have to roll plus cool to try and get it in its mouth.
Ow, P's on. 10 for shooting.
A 10 to shoot it, plus hard?
That's hard, yeah.
Okay, so... as you rush forward, you're shooting at this mother alpha, and you
at the eyeballs.
What you're actually it skirts a couple of them. One of them skirts past the eye. She rears back in pain, but the other one pierces the pupil, and a giant pussy green mass pops out of the eye as you screams, howls out in pain, and then its attention is drive just towards you. Its two paws dig into the asphalt, tearing it up, and it rushes towards you, mouth agape, about to chew down
okay,
on you.
Okay, see, mouth's open. Makes my jump easier.
It does not, but
it
go
should
ahead.
Be an 11. An 11, because the mouth's open.
Well, I didn't do it.
What'd you get?
I got an 8.
Plus score?
Yeah.
Is it 8?
No. I got a total of 8.
Okay. So.
That's a success, though.
That's a mild success.
Technically.
So you technically get in the mouth as you just forward and try and jump down the throat of this creature.
I'm not trying to jump down the throat.
What were you trying to do?
I want to get in its mouth so I can shoot up through its mouth, through at the top, the soft palate, into its brain and kill it with my magnum.
Well, as you try and do that, it chomps down on your center mass.
If I'm in its mouth,
he's in his mouth. How is that possible?
The teeth are chewing on you. You tried to get all the way in, but you weren't able to. It chomped down too fast and caught you mid-drift.
Well, I'm still shooting it in the brain.
How is that a success?
Roll plus arm. You were in the mouth.
How is that any way a success?
You wanted to get in the mouth.
Okay.
Your front part with the guns is in the mouth.
If I die, that's the way it goes. Ready?
Roll arm. To see if you're able to stay conscious while this happens.
Okay, I'm shooting.
I'm fixing the car as he's doing this.
Roll plus.
I rolled harm. Guess what I rolled? 2.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Ah!
On a harm.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
12.
He rolled a 12.
Plus whatever
so you go in the
cool
trunk,
I have.
And you're able to pop out the wheel and change out.
Damn, we're good.
And do repair.
Damn, we're good.
Wait, can I repair some harm on here?
That's for yourself, not the car.
No, fix the car first, because you got to get the hell out of here.
Oh,
so
okay,
as you get the car wheel repaired, you see him jump in air, and half his legs are sticking out, kicking.
What? Okay, my 2 harm. I rolled a 2. What do I get?
Not a 2? Okay. As you roll a 2, the teeth sink deep in you, and you feel this poison coursing through you.
Oh.
You're coughing out
they're
blood.
Piercing my... So it pierced my armor?
It did.
On a 2?
You don't have armor. Your natural armor is literally thick skin, but it's piercing enough in there that you're still taking the harm.
Okay, how much damage just make with it?
You're
go
filling
with it
in the box.
The whole rest of the way of the 6?
Yes.
Okay. Alright, but I blew its brains
now,
out.
Now roll plus hard to see how much damage. How this goes.
I already took its eyeball out.
Okay, he shot it in the eyeball and it's blowing out
its
brain from its mouth.
Giant alpha dog.
I'm shooting its brain from the inside.
I know. Give me a roll.
It's 10.
Okay. With a
10.
With a 10. James, as you rush forward the car, you can only think about your friend inside the mall as you just hear
these loud.
Oh, that was good. Sound effects.
Yeah.
Good job chucking some glue onto a table.
Let's do some glue.
You're blowing out the mic, my
and
guy.
Until...
That was awesome. That would be perfect.
And you hear these loud thuds. As you look, the last one, you unload the last one, and it shoots through the skull, out the top, this fountain of green and red blood pouring out. The head swivels for a moment.
Is there another shark next to it? I mean, dog?
Dog, no. Shark.
Dog shark!
Is that the last one?
That's the mother.
The mother of
okay,
all.
Okay, so instead of me it's going the after the big sharks. One, because he's killing it, how about I swerve around and kill the other ones?
So you're going to abandon him in the mist?
Go for it.
Yes.
I'll survive.
So, as it falls, you're still caught in there. But we switch over to James, seeing the dog fall dead.
He's in an isolated environment, so he's not being killed by radioaction.
That's what you think. You fishtail your car, turn it on a dime, and head towards the caravan. You hear shots in the distance. As you pass by, you see one more dog has been killed. But you know that there is a dog left.
Okay.
Roll plus cool to try and catch up with
get
the
that dog. Get
caravan.
That dog. Get that dog. Get that dog.
Oh, yeah.
12.
All right. So you're able to speed up. As you're dashing forward, you pass the caravan holding the necessaries, the goods, and you see that there is a couple people missing. They died in the ensued battle. But you see, for the most part, it's still good.
Do I see the last dog?
So evil. And you rush towards.
Well, do we really think that you were all going to make it?
I don't know.
No.
But as you rush forward towards the front
make
line,
sure, I would like it to be the ugly and infirm that died, not like the hot one, like in frickin' the what's it called, the Mad Max.
What are you talking about?
The good looking woman that gets killed in Mad Max.
Oh yeah,
that's a bummer. Best looking one there.
Okay.
The other one should have died.
Like, it should have been that old
woman.
What
a waste.
Arrows.
Dear Lord.
Then everybody would have been like,
that's fine.
Okay, moving on.
So, as you rush forward, you look in and you rush forward, you see that inside the window, one of the alpha dog's head is literally, it's pushing its body inside the car.
God.
What do you do?
What's happening?
You see the alpha dog. Half its body hanging out inside the bus.
Through
the
ass.
In there.
Out the mouth.
So you're going to crash inside the bus because
no,
the top
he's gonna
part
take,
is
you
in
have
there.
To take it out from the
side.
The
dog's in the...
Yeah, take it out. Take its whole hindquarters
through
out.
Through one side of the admin, out the other side.
Yeah. Give me a roll plus hard.
Plus hard.
Through the gizzards. Through the gizzards!
Oh, what is that? Oh, hard. 9.
Okay. So you're able to do so... But you are you as you inflict harm on this creature, it will inflict its body hitting your car will inflict harm on the car. Give me a plus plus harm roll. So just roll the 2d6.
That'll be plus hard?
No, plus harm.
Where's that?
No, just roll 2d6 and tell me what he rolled.
That would be a 5.
You switched it. What was it?
It was a 6.
That's what I thought. So, as you rush forward, the windshield that you just replaced crashes, the body of the alpha dog crashes through it again, exposing you to the air, the harmful air.
Wrap your face up, quick.
I do this with my shirt, like when someone farts and you do this. That's good enough, right?
You know what it's like.
But you take...
when people around you grab their shirts and put them over there.
Yeah, like when I enter the room every time.
Yes, and everybody grabs their shirt and puts it over there up.
Yep.
Here's Cole.
There's Cole.
Dropping ass 5 feet from us.
Dear Lord.
Cole tried to turn it around.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, so the windshield's out. He's got his face wrapped.
So as you hit the dog,
and he kills the dog.
It does spatter around on top through the spikes. Its blood spatters across the top of your windshield. As you break through this creature, you see that in the distance there's a pocket of air opening up. It's where the mist isn't coming.
Go, Dad.
Go fast.
So you break fast, and the caravan falls behind you.
And I'm dead.
Oh wait, what about
in the path? Out in the mist, green mist. Emerging from the dead maw of the alpha mother, Barkley emerges
with the teeth of the dog.
A couple of the teeth stuck inside your chest.
No, I have them in my hands. I want them as trophies.
Yeah, but they're stuck inside you. That's how you got them out because you were bit in. Good. And you begin to stumble out and out, and you hear howling in the distance. All around, you look around you, roll a plus read a stitch to try and figure out your best situation.
What's a read a stitch?
Read a stitch.
Sharp. Oh. You have to say the thing. You can't say
the
description.
It's rolled plus cool.
Oh, I see. Read a stitch. I'm sorry. No, it's plus
cool.
Plus sharp.
No, he says plus cool.
Is it roll plus sharp? What's
yeah.
What's it say on there?
It's plus sharp.
Oh, okay. Read a stitch.
Then
plus
I got
sharp.
Seven.
Seven? Okay.
Yeah.
You can ask one question.
All right. How the fuck do I get out of here? The fastest way. All right.
You're already out. You stumbled out of the fog.
How do I?
You stumbled out of the mob, but you're still in the fog. The caravan has left you.
Where do you? Fastest way out, then.
Yeah. Should I do fastest way? Yeah, fastest way out.
Fastest way out?
Because we killed all the dogs.
Yeah. Now there's more dogs coming. Didn't you hear that?
Yeah. Well,
so
we're
your fastest way out, as you rush out of the mist, out of the maw of this creature, pull yourself out, you see on the street a pre-war hoverboard.
Hot damn. Then that's the one.
What?
That's the way for me.
What's that look for?
Are you putting hoverboards into this game, Cole?
I am now. So as you look over, you see a pre-war hoverboard.
Are we talking Back to the Future hoverboard, or are we talking one of those dork ones that I see guys riding around here?
It's up to you. Do you want Back to the Future? This
no,
is the apocalypse.
That'd be too cool.
Okay.
Be one of those dorky ones.
You see one
on.
Of the dorky ones
no,
on the ground.
He has a Segway.
And
it's
you lean forward.
Give me a roll plus cool to try and get it up and going.
Yeah, there's
and rush
no
out
way
the
that
mist.
There's any cool involved in this. 10.
10?
Yeah.
Okay. So you go over and you clear off the switch. You see there's some battery left on it. You flick it on. You stand on top of the hoverboard. The two wheels start peeling out, and you're rushing down the road.
Oh yeah. You're not
James.
No,
the
you
caravan
know
the
cool
and
cool factor was going to be that
have
high.
Escaped out of the mist. As you are escaping the radioactive mist, you see in the out behind you the outline of this destroyed pre-war city. As you wait
and
there, as you wait there, the caravan stops with you, taking account of the dead and repairing smokehouse.
Chucking the bodies out. You don't want that stink.
Smokehouse
gross
is repairing
freaks.
Some of the cars. He walks up to yours and says, We don't have any replacement windshields for the car. You're going to have to roll this way for a while.
Do they have any, what's it called?
But I'm a repairman.
Do they have saran wrap?
We don't have any saran wrap. You're not here, so you can't ask that. So, as you...
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not. He's
I'm
on the Segway.
He segwayed his way out.
As you're riding on your Segway, you see an alpha dog pack behind you. What are you doing?
He plays Push It to the Limit as he's segwaying.
Roll plus cool to try and escape these alpha dogs on a Segway.
Push it to the limit.
10.
10? Shit. Okay. You actually click the turbo function on this and you zoom out. You see there's a sweet ramp made out of like a tow truck ramp. You see the mist clearing before you. You know the alpha dogs can't survive outside these mists because it's the only air they breathe.
Yeah.
So as you rush up this ramp, you see an alpha dog about to chew down on you, but you escape through the clear air to grab the bottom
I'm
and
doing
you
a
do
kick
a
flip.
Do a sweet quick flip.
I do an air Jesus on
your
Segway.
Air what? Jesus on the Segway.
Exactly.
And escape the mist. As you fall and hit the ground, you see James is standing there looking at you. You see the caravan has escaped, and you've made it through the Badlands.
Hot damn. I'm going to put the Segway in the trunk, because you never know when it's
okay.
going to
be. You now have a Segway, so write that on your
hot
sheet
damn.
Somewhere.
We got a Segway.
No, not Segway, hoverboard.
So as you're sitting there, you hear over the radio, the voice speaks. He goes, "We may have lost some of our compatriots today. For those out there listening over the sweet voice and tunes, I'm the voice. Here's a little ditty for those that fell in those awful, awful bad lands." He takes, and you hear him drop the...
Needle on the record.
And you hear the song begins to play.
The drum beat goes like...
by Joe. We got to go the Ohio. We got to go for the Toro and the Bio. Bio long, sweetest one in the Ohio. Son of a gun will have big fun on the Bio. Jumbo life, raw fish pie, filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my share of meal. Pick a star, filled through John and Miguel. Son of a gun will have big fun on the Bio. Never know.
Off the record, and the voice says that little song was brought to us by For the War by the Rusty Nuts Bayou Boys. We want to thank you again for listening. I am the voice. Be safe out there on the apocalypse. For every turn there's a danger, and every road never ended. As it fades off into the sun, screen closes. Thank you.
Star swipe.
Thank you again for listening. Thank you again for listening to this episode of One Nerd, Two Noobs. As always, make sure to leave us a rating and review on iTunes. We have a Patreon. The link is in the show notes. You can also, coming soon, keep an eye out on our Twitter. I'll be posting a link where you can actually get some cool t-shirts by us. Got some t-shirt designs you might like.
Yep.
Supporting your nerds.
Yep.
I'm the master of ceremonies here.
The GM, the BM, the master.
Cole Sorensen with me as always.
Tim Sorensen.
And I'm Rowan Sorensen.
And we want to thank you. Yep. Be safe on the roads, everybody. Because who knows, any day the apocalypse might happen and you need to be ready. Thank you again.
Or fantasy shit.
What?
Or fantasy shit? Because we played Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, yeah.
You never know what's
next. You never know what's going to come. Hey, who knows?
How about you just shit all over my joke there, Cole? Jesus Christ. Do I have to have a billboard to explain it to you?
A billboard? You mean a whiteboard?
Whatever! Shut the hell
We're
up!
We're going to have a billboard soon explaining our jokes.
So with that...
Wait, that makes more sense because I have to, like... Put a big picture.
Oh, yeah, the big picture. Okay, you're right.
I'll
do that one.
So screw all
of
you,
you
douches.
It should be whiteboard to define it all in red.
And
you know what it is.
And remember, we love you.
We love you. And if you, also, what else? Do you forgot your Gen Con thing?
Oh, yeah. I'll be at Gen Con. I signed up for a couple panels. There are a couple things that I'll be playing at. So if you're playing at the... some of the Midgard stuff I'll be doing, like some of the fun Midgard football
whatever the hell
I'll be
that
playing
is.
In those D&D games. I'll be at like a couple of the panels.
Are you gonna be on the panel?
I'm
or
not
gonna
audience? Be on any panels because no one likes us.
Damn it!
1 year we'll be on a panel.
You need to get on a panel.
I will con my way onto a panel one of these days. So
if anybody out there has pull, get Cole on a panel.
Yeah, if you want me on the panel, I'll be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any panel.
Yeah, any panel. I'll do anything.
He'll talk about bronies. He'll do whatever it takes.
I'll figure something out. You want, is it an all-women's panel?
Yeah.
You want a guy on there? Hey, I can mix it up.
Hey. Or if it's a panel on whether or not a good choice was made of dropping Miss White from Clue, which we all vote no.
No. Yeah.
No. I think that's ageist.
Yeah, I think so.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I think it's elitist. They dropped the one working person on the whole thing.
The one working older White, person.
Mrs. White, who's older and a working class person, they kick her off. I think that's a little. There's a little. Some,
I think
that smacks of some shit
affirmative
there.
Affirmative action is
that's,
too overboard.
I think it smacks of some like elitist shit.
Yeah.
You know? Who else is gonna pick up your dirty cups, clean the toilet? Huh? It ain't gonna be what her name, the new one, Miss Orchid.
Dr. Orchid.
Dr. Orchid doing tests and scientific shit. She ain't gonna clean the toilet. She ain't gonna do the dishes.
Nope. With that, thank you. And if you found this show at all bearable, please make sure to leave a rating review.
And give us
iTunes.
Money on Patreon.
And money on
or
Patreon.
Just send us money. We don't
or
care.
Just send us money.
It doesn't have to be through Patreon.
Or buy a shirt when you see them go on sale. We're
yeah.
Cool ones. One of the designs is, if any of you are
or if you see fans, Cole, if you see Cole up at Gen Con, buy him dinner. He'll probably be hungry.
Yeah, I'll probably be starving. also, one of the t-shirt designs are, if you're a fan of Animal House,
okay.
We're going to do the classic college... font, but with one or two news.
This is the longest goddamn outro I've ever heard.
No, it's always long as shit. So
okay, it's time to cut it off here.
And with that,
I'm hungry.
Thank you.
Order Indian.
Oh, that'd be good.
What's the orange
tiki
masala?
Tiki masala chicken, people. If you haven't had it, get it.
And with that, we thank you, and everybody have a nice night. Bye.
Later.
Bye.